That is such a beautiful song, and it is all about what we're going to be talking about this morning. I thought it would be sweet to start this talk by sharing a poem I first heard, decades ago, and remembered how it touched me. You may also be familiar with it. When God was creating mothers, he was into his sixth day of overtime when an angel appeared and said, "You're doing a lot of fiddling around on this one." And God said, "Have you read the specifications on this order? She has to be completely washable, but not plastic, have 180 movable parts, all replaceable, run on black coffee and leftovers, have a lap that disappears when she stands up, a kiss that can cure anything from a broken leg to a disappointed love affair, and 6 pairs of hands." The angel shook her head slowly and said, 6 pairs of hands? No way. "It's not the hands that are causing me problems," said God. "It's the 3 pairs of eyes that mothers have to have." "That's on the standard model?" asked the angel. God nodded. "One pair that sees through the doors when she asks, 'What are you kids doing in there?' when she already knows. Another here in the back of her head that sees what she shouldn't, but what she needs to know. And of course, the ones here in front that can look a child in the eye when he goofs up, and they can say to him, 'I understand and I love you,' without so much as uttering a word." "You should scrap it and start over," the angel said. "I can't," said God. "I'm so close to creating something so close to myself. Already I have one who heals herself when she is sick, can feed a family of 6 on 1 pound of hamburger, and can get a 9-year-old to stand under a shower." The angel circled the mother model very slowly. "It's too soft," she sighed. "But tough," said God excitedly. "You cannot imagine what this mother can do or endure." "Can it think?" asked the angel. "Not only think, but it can reason and compromise," said the creator. Finally, the angel bent over and ran her finger across the cheek. "There's a leak," she pronounced. "I told you, you're trying to put too much into this model." "It's not a leak," said God. "It's a tear." "What's it for?" asked the angel. "It's for joy, sadness, disappointment, pain, loneliness, and pride." "You're a genius," said the angel. God looked somber and said softly, "I didn't put it there." That's titled, you can tell I was still touched by it. That's titled A Mother's Tear, and the author is unknown. So whoever wrote that so many years ago, it just stays in the heart. You know, a couple months ago when Reverend Stephanie asked me to speak for Mother's Day and told me what the title was, I knew it'd be a great opportunity to honor the amazing woman my mom was. Those of you who know me know how close my mom and I were, how close my whole family is. I am so blessed to have 2 amazing siblings who I love with all my heart. As we became adults, our mother opened her arms wide and gave us each the space to follow our own unique paths and be our authentic selves. So it'd be really easy for me to stand up here and simply talk about all of Mama's beautiful qualities, knowing the concept of today's talk, Born from Love, would come through loud and clear. I even sat down one evening and brainstormed words that described her and our relationship. Love Fest was the first thing that came to mind, followed by creative, supportive, mentor, observant, best friend, counselor, kind, resilient, ahead of her time, trusted, nurturing, teacher, laughter, problem solver, curious, woman of faith, intuitive, independent, confident, stylish, listener, graceful, brilliant. And I could have easily kept going. Girlfriend, shopping buddy, old movie buff, organized, reader, clever, you get the idea. She's my mama. And I know this is Mother's Day. But since I'm not speaking on Father's Day, I want to also recognize all the fathers for all the ways they help mold us, guide us, challenge us to be who we are. And while many are celebrating today, I also want to acknowledge those who are hurting today. For many, Mother's Day is such a wonderful day, a joyful day, to remember some of the most precious moments of our lives. And for some others, it's a reminder of broken relationships, tragic losses, and unfulfilled hopes. My talk this morning is not for mothers. It's for anyone who has had a mother. Whether you were raised by her or not, loved by her the way you needed or not, nurtured and guided by her or not. Of course, parents have their perfect imperfections. They may not have been perfect, but they were perfect for us, for our growth, for our earthly experience to be exactly what it was meant to be. Nothing ever happened to us. It only happened for us. When I look at my list again, it becomes obvious. We all have a parent like this. No matter what home or home life or circumstances you were born into, no matter what joys and sorrows you grew up with, you were born perfectly into this life that is for your deepest healing and your highest good. And you have always, always been supported by the infinite, unchanging, steadfast presence of God. That is the parent that has always been present. How can we develop a deeper, more personal relationship with that presence? Let's think about the aspects of God. We believe, and you thought, and in many, many faiths, that God is everything, everywhere, at all times. God is infinite. God is nature. Mother Nature, the universe, quantum physics. This infinite God is definitely being supportive, aligning all the planets, keeping gravity in place so we don't go flinging off the planet. That we can trust. God is also intimate. Local, We experience that in our relationships, our personal relationships with others. We experience that in spiritual community. God is being me. God is being you. The Christ in me sees the Christ in you as we start our service every Sunday. As we're out in the world, in our day-to-day life, God shows up in that unexpected kindness from a stranger. Or maybe you're the stranger offering up an unexpected kindness to someone else. It's all God. Or you have faith that a challenge will be resolved. And it is, in the most creative way that you could never have imagined. Right at the right time, the right person shows up at the right place with the right piece of information, and that challenge that you were wrestling with is all taken care of. Best possible outcome for the situation. And you gotta just laugh with that. I always call that giggling with God. Gotta laugh right through that. This is the intimate God that coordinates your world on your behalf. And then there's the innermost God, the Christ consciousness within, the inner divinity that truly knows you, knows who you are, knows everything about you, loves you completely and unconditionally, knowing your real self, your true self. That innermost God is the inner wisdom or the intuition that guides you, the spark of a new idea that comes to you in meditation or in silence or in the shower, wherever it comes through. This innermost God is where you can begin a closer relationship with God. Allow this inner presence to be your best friend, your counselor, your confidant. It is always ready to listen to you, to nurture you. In fact, let's take a moment right now to try something. Close your eyes if you choose and just breathe naturally. Those of you at home, go ahead and put your teacup down and close your eyes. Allow yourself to settle within and just breathe. Relax your shoulders. Feel yourself settle even more into where you're sitting. And ask silently, are you there? Are you there? Chances are you got a yes. If there was silence, you may just need to try another time when your own mind is a little more quiet. The yes is always there, but if you weren't able to hear it at this particular moment, it might mean that your mind is just a little bit busy. But that's okay. My sense is that most of you got a yes. So who is answering? When you're asking, are you there? It's your inner divinity, your inner self, your higher self, your innermost God. And of course, the infinite God and the innermost God is the same God. There is only one. This is the loving parent that has always been with you. All the qualities that I so easily listed about my mom are attributes of God. God is everywhere, all the time, being everyone. There is only one, and that one is expressing through you, through me, through Mama. And we can't forget the love fest. Our favorite Bible quote, God is love. God is love. That deep within love. Amritananda Maya, affectionately called Amma, the hugging saint or the hugging mother, says, love is our true essence. Love has no limitations of caste, religion, race, or nationality. We are all beads strung together on the same thread of love. To awaken this unity and to spread to others the love that is our inherent nature is the true goal of human life. We're on this planet to love. Divine presence, God, is this love, is all of the amazing qualities that I shared before. Creative, supportive, nurturing, problem solver, listener, brilliant, and so much more. Remember, you were born in the likeness of God. Everything that God is, you are. So you are creative, supporting, nurturing, a problem solver, a listener, brilliant. It is all within you. That's your true nature. That's your innermost self. That can never be changed, can never be touched, can never do anything to lose that love, and never, ever has to do anything to earn it or deserve it. You are an expression of this divine presence. You are this love fest. We just need to remember that every day, all the time. Pass it on to help others remember it too. Mother Teresa said, I have found the paradox that if you love until it hurts, there can be no more hurt, only more love. When I was very little, I used to say to my mom, I love you from the end of the sky to the end of the sky. And there is no end to the sky, so there is no end to my love. You are this same endless love. You are this same love fest. Dr. Ernest Holmes, the founder of Science of Mind, says, my love goes out to everyone, one in the world. I do not exclude anything, for I love all nature and everything that is. My love warms and lightens everything that it touches, and it goes out into all places. The love flowing through me is a power to all who come in contact with it. And all feel and know that I love. Love within me is complete and perfect. And when we live from this place of love, we will move through our life with peace, joy, and grace, knowing that we were all born from love. Rumi said, "We are born of love. Love is our mother." So happy Mother's Day. Namaste. And now we want to thank you. We want to thank you for being here. We want to thank you for being part of this community that is steeped in love. And these aren't just words that we're saying up here. This is a deep felt, heartfelt, every cell of our body feeling of love. And we thank you for supporting this message, the beautiful message of love that Life Enrichment Center shares all the time. And thank you for your ongoing financial support of LEC. We couldn't do this without you. Your donations keep our lights on, keep our building warm, and connects us to the world so that we can live stream for those of you who aren't here in person. And most of all, your support ensures that we have Reverend Stephanie, one of the best New Thought ministers in the field, right here in Flint, Michigan. We are so grateful. So if you don't know how to send in your financial offerings, you can donate on Facebook, Life Enrichment Center, facebook.com/Life Enrichment Center, or you can donate on the LEC website at lecflint.com, or through PayPal at lec2512@gmail.com, or by mailing a check to 2512 South Dye Road, Flint, Michigan, 48532. And of course, you can, if you're here in person, Janice will be coming up to receive your gratitude that way. And